everybody, it's me, Kathleen Madigan. Welcome to Madigan's Pubcast. You grab yourself a drink, pull up a bar stool, and let's talk about what's been going on. Termites. Sorry, I was eating something. Episode 136 on fire! So many things. First of all, it's raining outside right now. This is a Sunday, and I am back from where I've been, and there's a Tay-Tay concert downtown in Nashville here, and I'm very worried about the children.
I'm very jealous.
Well, don't be jealous tonight, because there's going to be lightning, and then what? Then what? Some of these people drove from Wisconsin. Queen Tay-Tay, well, we'll get to all that, but she has actually, she's always going to have to be back here because she's too tall. I wonder if she's felt like that her whole life. Stevie, you can come. Dolly, yeah. You shorty, the shawty's in the front. She has rerouted Nashville traffic patterns. 5 o'clock news, I would say, yeah, I'm a little more on that. At least 15 minutes out of that was devoted to Tay-Tay.
Great.
Yeah. It's caused,
she deserves it.
She has wreaked havoc in the greatest way possible because the news anchors are just kind of like, well, I don't know, y'all, but it seems kind of crazy downtown, y'all. Ubers are a lot more expensive than normal. Yes, we know. Uh-huh. But I feel so bad because on the news they're interviewing people. They come from everywhere, Wisconsin, Kentucky, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think you can. I was here in Nashville when the Garth Brooks thing went down and lightning, and my friends were down there, and they were in a tornado deal, and he wouldn't cancel it. And then if you leave, did you, you know, mess up your own ticket? I don't know. We're going to talk a little bit more about Tay-Tay, though, because she, okay, I try not to get political on this show, but I really, really do not like Marsha Blackburn.
No.
And
really?
Well, we'll get to that. Yeah, she, yeah. Anyway. Where was it? Well, what are we drinking? Drinking Duval beer. Yeah. Duval County is in Jacksonville, Florida, basically. Yeah. And I met a young comic who's doing very well. Her name is Jay Paw. If you want to go online and find Jay Paw. She's young and starting out. She brought me some Duval beer. And then she brought me Crown Royal, okay? And
nice.
Jokingly, I said, you're the only Jaguars fan I've ever met in my life because I just don't know any. All of her social media, she's a very big Jaguars fan. And I personally cannot stand Trevor Lawrence because I can't stand his hair. The rest of the Jaguars are fine. I just don't want my quarterback spending that much time getting highlights. Okay? How about you study the playbook? But it's just, I don't like it. And he just flicks it around and like, grow up. Get a haircut. Now I totally sound like my grandpa. Get a haircut. But she found this Crown Royal that came in a Jacksonville thing. But somebody in the store swapped it out, and it was Kansas City.
No.
That was meant to be.
What?
As a Chiefs person. Wow. Speaking of which, by the way, I still have the Devil sweatshirt on for Kate Madigan, assistant general manager of the New Jersey Devils, and they have beaten the Carolina Hurricanes. Well, it's almost. It's 7-2. It's ongoing, I think. Oh, it's 8-4. Whoa, why didn't I bet the over?
That's not a hockey score.
Jesus, that's not a hockey score. The Cardinals haven't scored that many runs all year. That's why Fred Bird is hiding in shame. Mm-hmm. I can't even talk about.
Behind Tay-Tay.
I am so angry as a Cardinal fan. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to do something immediately.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
And then it's not just somebody said, I'll get more organized in a few minutes, but as a Cardinal fan, it's not just about that we're starting out shitty. This has been going on for 10 years. And I went to one of the World Series games in 2011 when we played the Boston Red Sox. It was 49 degrees outside, way too cold to drink beer. My hands were frozen. So that's a buzzkill. And we didn't get one hit. We lost 2-0. It was just depressing and shitty. Like, okay, if you lose 6-5, it was exciting for a while.
Right.
2-0. We didn't get a hit. I mean, there's something very wrong. They just don't spend the money anymore. We need August Bush, the old man, to come back from the dead. Probably not happening.
Here comes a king.
I mean, he was just a wonderful human being.
He was great.
Wonderful little German. So many things. This lady came up to the merch table and left this hat for me. I don't know her name.
In Charleston.
And it says Masters 2023. These aren't cheap.
Nope.
They're totally awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she had lost her brother and her husband in the same year, but she found the podcast and she just wanted to thank me. That's a wonderful thank you.
That's nice.
I love this hat.
It's really cute.
Yeah. My sister will totally try to steal it, so I'm going to have to hide that properly. I don't trust her seeing that. She'll see that pink writing, and that'll be the end of that. Lots of beer came back. Rocket Man Beer, Aardwolf Brewing Company. I got that. The Rocket Man was delicious. Me and Aaron, the opening act. Opening act these past shows was Aaron Weber, if you're interested.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. His wife, Lucy, is also a friend of mine, and she got to go to Tay-Tay on Saturday night.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like everyone is going. This is for Monica, Roscoe, Marianne, and Jim. I got your stuff. Thank you, guys. And then my friend Allison, who's a golf everything down there in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Well, Ponte Verde or Verde. I don't say it right. Verde.
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 Make it a salsa.
Allison brought me super soft Callaway golf balls. Those are not cheap. I'm very appreciative of that.
Cool.
And then Angel and Wade, they made very nice little notebooks. One for you two paddles, a little notebook.
Nice.
You can keep all your little secret thoughts in there and everything you want. Brought me some goldfish. And then I got golf gloves for Ponte Verde from Caroline and Connie. You never can have enough golf gloves. That's what I say. Mm-hmm. And look at what I'm drinking out of too, by the way. In Charleston. Yeah, I don't know. This lady gave a card, but I don't know what I did with it.
It's in there. It's in your pile.
Oh, it's in my pile. Okay. Mm-hmm. It says, because of the Murdaugh trial, the South Carolina people have jumped on the, well, don't trust your soda, no backwards Southern lawyer. Uh-huh. Because the judge in the town got bloodstain on his hands.
Nice.
Yeah, I liked Vicki Lawrence's version, but I also liked Reba's version.
Reba's
is great,
it's
but
really good.
Karen and Jeff brought coffee porter.
Ooh.
Delicious. Yes,
nice.
Aaron and I tried it. Then we're going to plow through this stuff, you guys. Oh, my night-night termite pajamas. This lady made me pajamas. Sonia, I took them out. Aaron, the opener, was like, do people always do this? I'm like, meh, kind of. Yes, Aaron, and I'm sorry you missed the possum from last week. Just when you think, he said he wouldn't have touched it. And I'm like, okay, this thing, Sarah made this, a faithful termite. This is, her, well, she didn't. The artist is Patricia McGarvey. It is a perfect painting of baby cat.
It's her aunt.
Oh, it's her aunt?
Yeah, her aunt made it.
Oh, I didn't realize it was her aunt. From Illinois. Look at this. That is a perfect rendition of baby cat. It's perfect.
She looks very luxurious.
That's the way baby cat always looks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that was awesome. More beer from the Holy City Brewing Company. I have to go there next time. I'm in Charleston because I didn't have no time in Charleston this time. And the shows were great. They were all sold out. Everybody was great. But I was so sad I didn't have any time in Charleston because I love it there.
Yeah.
It was already getting crowded, though. I can't roll on normal days. Like, Saturdays are just out of control.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm tasting this Charleston super hot whiskey sauce that was brought by Maria and Carol. And I haven't had a chance to. Now we're going to get to some crazy updates. Oh, wow.
Nice.
I don't think there's anything in Charleston I don't like.
No. It's wonderful.
There's so many tours, like, historical things. It's just, they had an old prison, cemeteries. You can do all the Civil War stuff.
Shrimp.
You can go to Fort Sumter if you want. Mm-hmm. This is from Amanda and Vaughn, the Southern Lawyer Mug. And speaking of the Southern Lawyer Mug, my friend Mandy Matney came to the show.
Nice.
With her husband David.
Cool.
And they have a dog named Luna you should follow on Twitter or Instagram. She is responsible for the Murdaugh podcast that I started listening to probably 3 years ago, if not more. And she put in all, I've talked about her a million times,
yes.
But anyway, it's always fun to see another Kansas City person, Missouri person. Well, she's Kansas City, Kansas. I'll excuse it.
Okay.
I'll excuse it.
That's nice.
Deborah and Joanne brought a couple cool t-shirts, a Bigfoot thing, Don't Stop Believing. So everybody that sent stuff, I got it all. It was super great. The food is so good.
Mm-hmm.
I got gumbo from this place and Ponte Verde.
Yeah.
If you ever get a chance, people, if you like to golf, and you can get a tee time. It's expensive, but it's a one-off to play the TPC Sawgrass. I didn't get to play it this time. I have played it, though. I didn't have enough time. Very sad to be trapped in a golf resort and it can't play. I couldn't fly clubs and stuff. It was too hard. But that Marriott there is fantastic. I love it. I love it. Yep. They have a great little sports bar down there in the bottom. Right now I'm going to taste Cheetos Minis.
What?
This, look at it. They come in the Pringles can.
That's pretty cool.
I've already had like 12.
Really?
They're so addictive. It's insane. Uh-huh. They're tiny Cheetos, though. Cheeto balls.
Mini balls.
Yeah, mini Cheeto balls.
Nice.
Man. Unless you do not have an addictive personality, if you think you can sit with this and not eat the whole thing and then vomit orange vomit, yeah, I'd put in with you because I can't. And then I got these in Charleston, but I already, they're called Low Country. That's what they call South Carolina when you get down into Charleston and stuff. It's called Low Country. Speaking of golf, too, my shout out to Rick and his wife and their friends who came to the show. He works out at one of the courses at Kiowa. He's a retired guy, and that's his side gig.
Nice.
And he's super sweet.
Cool.
Low Country Kettle Spicy Pimento Cheese Potato Chips.
Nice.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
They're good.
Dump it in the sauce.
I don't taste pimento cheese or... I don't know. They're good. I just don't taste pimento cheese.
Huh.
No.
Okay.
But that would be more of a southern person to tell me that like a low country person to tell me if that's... I don't know. Maybe you can taste it. It was great to see Rick. It was great to see everybody. I met a very young termite. She came with her mom. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm not Taylor Swift. She said, she's like, no, I would have rather seen you. I don't even know how old she was. Her name was Lillian. And I was like, that's a throwback name. The only person I can remember named Lillian was Jimmy Carter's mother, Miss Lillian.
I didn't know that.
I love the name, but you just don't hear it anymore.
It's a great name.
Yeah. It's like a throwback. No, she was very young. I don't know, 19?
That's not
fuck yeah, it's very young. My God, she
can't. Very young is nine.
No, there's no 9 year olds coming to my show. No, nor probably should they. Just because I cuss too much sometimes. Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes. She was so smart. A beautiful kid. I don't think she has any idea, too. Just a cute, and her mom was with her. And I got them backstage, so that was fun to meet the youngsters. That's about what happened. So let's move it on. Let's talk about, Marsha Blackburn and Tay-Tay.
Okay.
And that says, if you don't like politics, I'm sorry if you're in love with Marsha Blackburn, but I don't think she's very pro-lady.
I don't think she'd be listening to this.
Well, I don't know. There's people that might be listening to the podcast that vote Republican. That's fine. I have tons of Republican friends. But Marsha's a little right.
Yeah,
she's not the Marjorie Taylor Greene QAnon group. She used to be an image consultant in Nashville. She majored in home ec. I didn't know you could. I mean, I know I shouldn't make fun because she's older, much older. But that was her major in college. Anyway, there's these old pictures of Marsha Blackburn because everyone needs a boost in their image, not just celebrities.
Stop it.
What the fuck were people hiring her for? Oh, my God. But anyway, she always votes in line with the super, super right, not just regular right, which many of my friends are. Anyway, she voted against the Domestic Violence Against Women Act. So Taylor Swift, on this thing that's been going around in TikTok, she's sitting with her mom and her dad's across from them, and she's telling her dad that she's going to come out against Marsha Blackburn publicly. And now her dad has a great point, because I think about it too. Why would you purposely go alienate 50% of your fan base?
Right.
Why would you do that? And she goes, because she voted against the domestic violence, Dad. And do you know what that includes? Stalking. She's pointing at herself.
Right,
stalking, And even I'm late to the Taylor game, but I am very up to speed that her stalkers make it into that New York apartment building all the time. I mean, I would not pay my HOA's dues. No, I'd be like, you know what? Look, guys, here's the thing. I owe for my condo fees, not happening. Because the only reason I picked this building was for safety. And there's some freak. He makes it to her apartment. Wow. Right through, up an elevator. Anyway, so she dedicated one of her songs that is so pleasantly dismissive. She didn't say Marsha's name, but it's all over TikTok. It's she says, the Tennessee politician who I think you all know I do not get along with.
You need to
calm down. It's so dismissive. Look at you on the internet, 7 a.m. What? All right. Moving on to more Queen news. I don't know what's going to happen with Tay-Tay. I hope for the children's sake, the rain, I hope the lightning doesn't come. That's all I can say about that.
Okay.
Cher has broken up with her 37-year-old boyfriend.
No.
Yeah. Oh. And there were engagement rumors. Wow. Yep.
That's crazy.
Alexander Edwards. Uh-huh. She's 76. The rapper's 37. They've been going out for a long time. She even said she wished she could show her late mother, Georgia Holt, the ring her boyfriend gave her. I don't trust all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I think. They were never actually engaged, so it says. They just played into the speculation. Of course Cher did. The reps did not return a request for comments. She has not addressed it. They were only together for a few short months. They were romantically late in November 2022, and they were seen holding hands on a date in L.A. They got a lot of backlash for their 40-year age difference, but Cher staunchly defending it, tweeted, "Haven't you got anything else to do? Let me explain. I don't give a flying fuck what anyone thinks." Okay. Then she later gushed that much about her new boyfriend. They kiss like teenagers. Wow. You know, here's the thing. There's a million dudes doing it. It's not for, I wouldn't do it.
No.
Because I don't know what I would speak to someone to that's 40 years.
Hello.
No, even sometimes with my nieces, I said something about Charles Manson, and they were like, "Who's Charles Manson?"
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay, I don't have time for this. No, I don't have time to go through all that. I'm going to put those over there. I think that's it. Tanya's out on the road. Stevie better get back out on the road in May. That's all I can say. I hope she is fine. I hope she is well. Dolly, nothing. Tanya's doing her thing. New album coming out in June. Update!
Wow.
This is sad, though. Well, it was meant to not be sad, but it turned out sad.
Oh.
Yeah. So remember Freya, the walrus that was causing all the problems?
Uh-huh.
And then they euthanized her, which I thought was bullshit. Why don't you just put her on a boat and take her somewhere and be nice? Take her further north. Norway's capital, Oslo, unveiled a statue of a walrus who was a popular attraction, but then put down out of public safety concerns. The life-size bronze statue depicts Freya lying on her side on a shore, but it looks like she's dead. The statue's not happy. No, no, no. They should have had her standing up like she did on the back of boats.
Yeah.
When she's got her paddles out and she's, yeah.
That's awful.
I mean, this is how humans treat wild nature, but it's also how humans treat humans. This is how we treated Freya. And so I will call for the statue for our sin. I will call it the statue for our sins. This person raised $25,000 to build this thing.
Wow.
Yeah. He's very, very, very mad, Eric. I started this because I'm furious about the way the Norwegian fisheries handled this situation. I agree.
Yeah.
It was bullshit. Mm-hmm. You've got a million boats going north.
Yep.
Get her on one. Mm-hmm. You don't just kill her. All she was doing was having fun. She didn't bother anybody. If anything, people bothered her. Well, she did sink a few boats. She's pretty fat.
Big.
To which I would have said to the people in the harbor, you're going to need a bigger boat. Because Freya's out there. She weighed 1,300 pounds. She was put down last August, triggering criticism across the Nordic nation. The mammal rose to fame after clambering onto boats to sunbathe, sometimes sinking them. The local authorities said that people had ignored warnings not to get too close, putting her and themselves at risk. And I'm putting that her at risk.
No.
Say I walk up to a, what is it, 1,300-pound walrus. Mm-hmm. She'll win if she wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that the statue's not very happy.
That sucks.
Yeah. They do not attack humans, but there have been rare incidents. Well, that's not enough to kill her.
No.
No. At a wildlife park in China in 2016, a tourist and a zookeeper were killed by a walrus. The tourist had reportedly been taking selfies with the creatures when he was grabbed and pulled underwater. While the keeper went in to rescue him, he was also, he drowned him like your older brother would at a pool. He's like, guess what? Not in the mood for a selfie.
Bye-bye.
No thanks.
Bye-bye.
Not interested. Update. It's a Buc-ee's update.
Great.
Yes.
Yay.
The world's largest Buc-ee's is going to open where? Right here in Tennessee.
Yay.
Not right here in Nashville. It's going to be in Sevierville.
Dolly's home.
Yay. Buc-ee's, a roadside chain with a very loyal following, plans to open the world's largest Buc-ee's in Sevierville, Tennessee, according to tourism officials. And then somebody on Twitter told me, well, they donate a lot of money to right-wing causes. You know what? That wouldn't be my choice what to do with the money. But I'm still going to Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I need something more specific if I'm going to say. Like, I don't like to go into, I almost said Home Depot. I don't mean that. I mean, what's the one with all the picture frames and the wrapping paper?
Hobby Lobby.
Well, I like to paint stuff, and they have good paint stuff, and they really do have great Christmas wrapping paper. They have the best selection ever. But after I read all this, the things they were, how they were treating their employees, I'm like, okay, I can't. Yeah, I can go to Aaron Brothers and get myself. I don't need to, even though I totally miss the wrapping paper. I do. Every Christmas season, I'm like, damn it. Anyway. I don't know. Mattress Mac, you know, people do what they're going to do, but I love Buc-ee's. It's going to be phenomenal. 120 gas
That's
pumps,
awesome.
EV charging stations, more than a 200-foot-long car wash, and about 74,000 square feet of Buc-ee's goodness. The brisket, the pulled pork. Oh, my God, if you've never had the pulled pork.
It's good.
It's a lifestyle.
It's great.
But Buc-ee's, I will do that for free for you. I will make commercials for free. I'll do it in a Buc-ee's outfit. No, don't even have to know it's me.
You have the
I mean, I do have the pajamas, but I'm too short, I think, to be the Buc-ee. Like that, when I met the mascot Buc-ee, whoever was in that costume was way taller than me. But I would do it. I'll show up at this.
Nice.
It's supposed to be opening in June. I have a lot of time off in June.
That's crazy.
Anyway, people are very excited about it. It's expected to bring even more visitors to the Sevierville area. It's about 2.5 hours from Greenville. It is the hometown of country music star Dolly Parton. If you're a Dolly fan and you've never been to Sevierville, what are you waiting for? There's so much to do that's Dolly related. You can go see the bronze statue of Dolly, which has been there since 1987. They've also got a wonderful mural on the side of Pines downtown. And the Pines, for the people who don't, was the original theater where Dolly started, got her first paying gig at age of 10.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
There's also, I mean, you can go to Dollywood. You can go... There's tons of things to do. And then if you just keep going up the hill, which is what I like to do, you will be in where? Gatlinburg.
Yay.
Holy shit. They found it.
Moving
on. Oh, you know what? I did have an update too. I didn't print this out because I haven't had time because I just got home and I got to leave again. But the New York Times, I'm not the biggest fan of the New York Times because sometimes I've seen the pieces they do on comedians.
Yep.
Well, they'll do a day in the life and it's bullshit. It is fucking bullshit. And then I think, you know what? So let's say if I read in the New York Times about an opera singer person, is this as bullshitty as the comedian one? Because I won't mention names, but they followed a female comedian around New York and every single thing was so... It was just bullshit. So I don't necessarily trust them all the time. But they did a giant piece on Elizabeth Holmes. She is still not in prison. I thought that the court, according to what I read on this podcast and everything I've read, I thought that the court had to make a decision by like May such and such. And that date has long since passed.
Yep.
So I don't know what the holdup is. But they're, whatever the report, I haven't read the whole thing. I read some of it. But the whoever the reporter is enamored with her. Wow. Like, you don't see, like, one guy, she treated people so poorly, a man killed himself. That guy in the movie. Like, what the, is wrong with you? I don't, anyway, that's the update. She's still not in the popo. Wow. She has not gone to the pokey, I mean. I know. Well, she's waiting on this judge, but I don't understand why they're not snip snappy here. Okay, let's go.
Snip snappy.
Lizzie. This is crazy. Ancient underwater temple found off coast of Naples.
Oh.
Right. How crazy is this?
That's cool.
The Nabatean temple was dedicated to the god Desharo and is believed to date back to a time when Nabatean people lived in this peninsula.
Wow.
Yeah, Naples, not Naples, Florida. In case people were thinking, what am I talking about?
Nope.
No. Archaeologists from two universities in Naples, Italy, found the remains of an ancient temple submerged in the Western Mediterranean for 2,000 years. This thing has been submerged. Yeah, who says all droughts are bad? They're not all bad. Sometimes we find great stuff. It has Roman marble altars that suggest the temple was built during a time when the Nabataeans, whoever they are, were living under the Roman Empire's control. The discovery represents evidence of the Nabataean presence in the area, revealing the richness and vastness of commercial, cultural, and religious exchanges in the Mediterranean basin in the ancient world. According to historians, during the imperial era of Rome, the Nabataean kingdom established a base of operations at the Italian coast, making it an attractive location for all of the trading people.
Wow.
Yeah, who are these people, the Nabataeans? Well, they appeared on the historical stage with an advanced cultural, with an advanced culture during the 4th and 2nd centuries BCE. Prior to this, they lived in desert regions of Arabia and southern Levant for centuries.
Huh.
They were a nomadic group in a harsh and arid environment. But you should see the pictures. We'll put it in the notes. It's crazy that they just found this, and it's been there for 2,000 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go. That's a good holy shit they found.
Cool.
I forgot to talk about, too, what I always forget, what are we watching before I go on to news. So I'm a total nerd when it comes to any documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in.
Yep.
Amazon Prime. By the way, go watch my special. Rate it. Oh, boom, we're still in the top 10. Yay, yay, yay. Hit the like button or whatever you do. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do on that. Star it. Give it stars. Give my special stars. You rate it somehow. They care about that. The children care.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just assume it's fine. You know, people like it or you don't. I can't help anything after it's done. There you go. Whatever. Anyway, on Amazon Prime, they have a whole section of PBS documentaries. And they're everything from, I watched one called Klansmen about the KKK. I watched a couple World War II ones, and then I watched this one called American Commune.
Oh boy.
I am fascinated with cults and communes. They are not the same. Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Okay.
Lewis's generation, my BFF Lewis is 74.
Yep.
His generation, I said, how bad were things at your guys' house? That you were like, I'm totally joining the Manson family.
Not there
yet. Right. Well, this group, this show, if you're into anything like that, if you're not, fast forward 2 minutes. That's all I'll spend on it. But these hippies out in Berkeley, California, mm-hmm. true hippies in the 60s, there were 300 of them, and they had buses. Mm-hmm. And they decided that they were going to go create the perfect world.
Right.
But they had to go find the land, mm-hmm. and they combined all their money. One girl that went, this is where I was like the show didn't go into it enough. I need to know more. Her father was the chief medical surgeon at Cedars-Sinai in Beverly Hills. A very well-educated Jewish family. And then this one hippie child comes in and says, I'm getting on a bus going where the vibes are right.
Vibes.
Oh, my God. My dad's never been violent one day in his life, but I think that would be, that's why we never saw the violence. Cause you got to do is think about what might happen.
Right.
I don't know, but I think he would have thrown me into a wall. Said, you're not getting on. Here's the other thing. If I'm going to go follow somebody around the earth,
mm-hmm.
They can't have a regular name. Like, I can't just go with Steve.
No.
Hey, I'm going to give up all my worldly possessions, give you all of my stuff, my first communion money, my confirmation money, like, for Steve. Right. And that's the guy's name, Steve. And they said, how are you going to know when you find your promised land? And he, this is where I would have went. Okay, I'm not getting on the bus. Because he goes, it's all about the vibrations.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to feel the vibes. And then, oh my God, I'm not getting on that bus. No. They don't even have phones or Google Maps or real maps. But anyway, they did form a commune that lasted longer than any other commune. It's not religious. They were not religious. Like, and he wasn't sleeping with everybody's wives and having sex with children. And he wasn't doing any of that. They were true,
hippies.
True hippie socialist, I'd say, maybe communist.
Really?
Well, as far as spread of the wealth around. Even Stephen.
A communist cult.
Socialistic cult. Mm-hmm. But I think those cults always fail to recognize man is naturally greedy.
Yeah.
And eventually, all the do-gooders are going to get outweighed by the takers, and then the takers are going to take to them, and that's what happened.
Right.
And it's in Tennessee. It's like if Memphis is on your left and Nashville's on your right, halfway in the middle south, boom, it's still there.
Wow.
He's still there. It's a crazy show. I also watched The Coronation. Well, as a person of Irish descent, I am not a monarchist. If it wasn't for the one mean king of England, I don't even remember which one, I wouldn't even be in the United States of America because of the rules he implemented in Kilkenny, Ireland. I don't need to go into all this, but I don't have a favorable outlook on the monarchy. But I do like to watch it like a Disney production. Like, I feel like they're Disney characters.
True.
And they are trapped in these roles. My thing would be, instead of being hairy and whining and bitching about it, make the best of it.
Yep.
There's a lot shittier ways to be born into the universe with nothing. And
right.
you know, maybe you don't like going to ribbon cuttings. Well, eat an edible and then go. It'll be way different. Have you tried edibles, Harry? Before you bail on your entire country, your family, your friends, your job, how about an edible? I think you acted a little rashly there, and then, but I did watch it. It was something to see, because I've been to London, and I've been to the Tower of London, and that's where they keep the crown jewels, and you pay extra for a ticket to see it, and me and my cousin Mary paid extra to go see it. And we did all of it. Westminster Abbey, it's fascinating if you like history. And when I see it, I think it can keep going because I think William's is enough to keep it going.
You think so?
Yeah. Maybe not in the exact same capacity, but then there's the big argument. They bring in tourism dollars. I understand that, but like I went to Paris and I went to Versailles. Well, Louis the 14th or 16th, whichever one that was.
Right.
Yeah. The only thing I remember from that tour was they said he only took two baths in his life.
What?
Yep, two. Gross. And he lived till like 75.
Oh.
And I think my dad's feet are gross. Oh. Imagine that guy's feet. Anyway, I mean, they haven't had royalty in France in forever, but that doesn't make me not want to see the Palace of Versailles.
Right.
So let's say they took the monarchy away. You all got to go get jobs. I don't know what jobs they would do, but... But yeah, like, have you thought about dentistry? Yeah, I don't know what they would do. But if they took it away, people are like, but people would still come and want to see Buckingham Palace. People would still get on the bus like me and my cousin did when we had no money. We're 18 years old, backpacking around wherever we could fly to. Yes, I'm going to pay $20 to get on the bus and go to Windsor Castle.
Yeah.
You don't get to see them anyway. It's not like, we have, you know, Prince Charles and Camilla and you get to meet them.
Right.
A living, breathing monarchy. All right, we're moving on to news, people. We're moving on to news. I have to decide which one. Oh, my God. This is crazy. I would not do this.
Okay.
I think it's terrible luck.
I'm so mad about Elizabeth.
By the way. You should be mad about Elizabeth Holmes. Mad. Everybody should be mad. Talk about white goddamn privilege.
Yes.
I mean, money, money, money. Her parents are rich. This is all lawyers, good lawyers, well, expensive lawyers, I shouldn't say. They're good so far. She ain't in prison.
She's an asshole.
Yeah. She's trying to... I'll read the whole thing next week. I'll just pick out the good part. It's very, very long. I thought, I can't read all this and then be ready for that today.
Then
but
I'm not coming to the podcast.
Then you're not going to attend that podcast?
No.
Oh.
No.
All right. Well, will you turn the equipment on and leave me by myself? I'll have baby cat sit there.
No problem.
Baby cat will do it. So this... SD Investments is an investment firm run by Steven Dekoff. The founder of a private equity company. He purchased the Jeffrey Epstein Islands for $60 million.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind
of
weird.
The islands were originally listed at $125 million in 2021 before the price was lowered to $110 million in 2022. Epstein bought Little St. James Island for $7.9 million. And then he bought in 1988 and Great St. James for $20 million in 2016. Little St. James houses five structures and was reportedly the location of Epstein's main residence. The larger Great St. James Island is less developed. According to the report, Dekoff has been living in the Virgin Islands since 2011. He's a billionaire, this guy that bought it, and contributed to the region's economic development, including providing support after consecutive hurricanes in 2017. He lives in a waterfront estate purchased for $12 million, located in St. John's Peter Bay. He also owns properties in Beverly Hills and New York. He plans to turn the islands into resort destinations, according to a press release.
No,
I can't. Would you go? That's creepy. I can't go there if those girls were, like, stolen and they're abused and raped, whatever, that creepy shit that happened. He's going to develop a state-of-the-art, five-star, world-class luxury 25-room resort that will help bolster tourism, create jobs, and spur economic development in the region, while respecting and preserving the important environment of the islands. He has a history, they say, of turning distressed situations into successful enterprises.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't have bought it, and I wouldn't go.
Nope.
And that's not like saying, oh, I'm morally superior. I just think it's creepy as shit.
Yes.
And you know it's going to be haunted.
Yes.
You know your room, weird things are going to happen. Bad things will happen.
Yeah,
bad things.
Awful.
Bad things.
Yes.
All right, this made me laugh so hard. I don't know why I'm kind of obsessed with Warren Buffett.
He's pretty cool.
It's not because the rich part is what makes you notice him. I think he's, and I have a nephew who's autistic, so I'm not saying this in a negative way. I definitely think he's a spectrum guy. Well, I'm going to tell you what this guy drinks and eats every day.
Totally.
And he's 92.
Is he really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I've been to the house in Omaha. His house is in a regular flipping subdivision on a corner. You could pull right up to it.
Wow.
It's amazing. Like, I'm sure he has other houses, but he doesn't really leave Omaha that much. I mean, he has his jet. He goes for meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But he's so, like, spectrum-y. He likes his routine and his stuff. The house looks like it could use a facelift, quite frankly.
Saw your pictures.
Yeah. There's other houses that are cuter around it. So.
And that's saying a lot in Omaha.
It's a very fancy neighborhood where he's at, but not fancy out of reach. Like normal people could live there.
No.
You could buy a house there.
I will buy a house there. I love Omaha.
Warren Buffett may be a billionaire businessman in his 90s, but he eats like a child. The investor in Berkshire Hathaway, CEO, he loves McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and Dairy Queen. I'm totally with him on Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
I love Dairy Queen.
It's great.
I don't go there often.
No.
Because I would eat. It's like having this thing full of Cheetos. I mean, what do I do? I just want to race to 400 pounds.
Delicious.
Yeah, but he doesn't ever get fat. He counts hamburgers, hot dogs, and ice cream among his favorite foods. I could ditch the ice cream.
Yeah.
But I'll take the hamburgers and hot dogs.
I love the cheese.
He munches on McDonald's for breakfast. He has five cans of Coke every day.
What?
Five.
Of real Coke?
My dad used to have like eight. My dad used to drink like eight full Cokes and smoke two packs of Kents, sometimes three. And then if he smoked more cigs, he had to have more Cokes. Full Cokes. And he never got fat. Like, it's weird.
That's crazy.
Here's are his best quotes on his diet. This is what made me laugh. I've gotten to age 92 with the habits of a six-year-old. So far, it's working. Charlie's 99, and he doesn't eat any better than I do. I found everything I like to eat by the time I was six. That's what my dad says about his haircut. Because I found this picture of my dad when he was like six, and he's standing, no, he's probably younger, five, and he has the cutest little hat on. There's one where he has a hat, one he doesn't have a hat. And he's standing next to a Budweiser bottle, like an old bottle of beer. And it came up to like his waist. So he was probably, but I go, oh my God, well, you have the exact same haircut. And my dad goes, well, when you find a good one, you stick with it.
Right.
Oh, don't you, I go, don't you ever want to change? No, he doesn't. Anyway, why should I fool around with all these other foods? If somebody told me I would live an extra year if I ate nothing but broccoli and a few other things in my life, I would say, take that year off the end of my life and let me eat what I want to eat. Huh. Then these are just different quotes. Number two, I think happiness makes an enormous amount of difference in terms of longevity, and I'm happier when I'm drinking Coke or eating hot fudge sundaes or hot dogs. Whoa. Okay.
I love a beer.
Number three, I have one quarter Coca-Cola. If I eat 2,700 calories a day, a quarter of that is Coke.
Wow.
I drink at least 5 12-ounce servings. I do it every day. I have 3 Cokes during the day and 2 at night.
Oh, my God.
4. I check the actuary tables, and the lowest death rate is among 6-year-olds. So I decided to eat like a 6-year-old.
Smart.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. This is when you know he's old. Broccoli, asparagus, and Brussels sprouts look to me like Chinese food crawling around a plate. Okay, Papa. There was no reason to do that. Nope. Cauliflower makes me sick. I eat carrots reluctantly. I don't like sweet potatoes. I don't either, Warren. I'm with you. Disgusting. Don't, if anybody, I could probably be starving to death if somebody gave me a yam. I'd be like, I'll just kill myself with a rock. Give me a rock and I'll bash my own head in. My idea of a vegetable is green beans. I agree. Corn. Yeah. It's corn. And peas. Oh, peas are all carbs.
You gotta do it. You gotta do corn.
Corn. I like spaghetti and grilled cheese sandwiches. Me too. I'll eat meatloaf, but I wouldn't order it in a restaurant. Me neither, because you don't know how they're going to make the meatloaf. It could have weird shit in it. You have to have your mom's meatloaf, or if you made it.
Well,
God, I totally,
there you go.
I totally agree with him. When I compare drinking Coca-Cola to something that somebody would sell me at Whole Foods, I don't see smiles on the faces of people at Whole Foods.
No.
Everybody at Dairy Queen smiling.
Yes,
he is not wrong.
No.
He goes, I like eating the same thing over and over and over again. I could eat a ham sandwich every day for 50 days in a row for breakfast. I could too. I could. I wouldn't tire of it.
A ham sandwich? I can eat an egg McMuffin every day.
He doesn't like Chinese food at all. He's very attention. It just made me laugh. Like that. This guy's 92. And they've been told, they told us when I turned like 40 or some bullshit, that dark sodas, any dark soda, meaning whether it's root beer or Coke or Diet Coke, it didn't mean limeade or whatever. Canada Goose, dry.
Hey!
I love ginger ale. And that's a light soda. So if it doesn't have the coloration of the darkness, supposedly those ones with the coloration are horrible for you and are going to kill everybody and... I think Warren just proved that is not necessarily the case for everyone.
Okay.
You like your sodas? You keep drinking them. Remember, this podcast is not licensed.
We are sanctioned.
I am not a doctor. How would you like to own a mummy?
I'm good.
You know why? Here's the thing. When you see a picture of this thing, I really don't want your mummy. If somebody said, would you like to own a mummy? No, pretty much. I think I don't want to. But then when I saw the photo of it, I really don't want to.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
It's terrifying looking.
Horrible. A
rare 2,800-year-old mummified Egyptian head brought back to the UK by a British soldier during the First World War has gone on sale.
Wow.
The artifact, which is stuffed away in a cupboard for decades, is not everyone's cup of tea, has had an eye-watering price tag of £20,000.
Whoa.
So I don't know how many dollars that is, but... that's about the same-ish. It's been carbon dated to 800 BC or 750 BC.
Wow.
The head remained in the unnamed soldier's family for a century. He put it under a glass dome to preserve it. Some visitors did not like looking at it. The skull ended up being tucked away in a cupboard. Can you imagine where you're like, hey, can anybody find the butter serving thing for Thanksgiving? You open up your cupboard and you're like, oh, oh, oh. It's now being sold by one of the soldiers' descendants who's chosen to remain anonymous. It just looks like a bad skull. Would you pay $20,000? I'm going to update you, termites. I'm going to find out if somebody did. Somebody will.
Yeah.
But once again, should this be in a museum? I don't know. Do we have other mummies that are fine?
I don't know. That are fine.
Yeah. God, I don't even want it in the house. I think it's bad luck.
Yeah,
I don't like it. It's somebody's head.
No.
This piece of news, this makes me nothing but laugh because I only think of Louie Anderson now. Olive Garden owner Darden Restaurants. So that's who owns the Olive Garden.
Okay.
They're buying Ruth's Chris Steakhouse for $715 million.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, it's so good.
I love the Olive Garden bread, and I do like the unending salad or whatever they call it. But their pasta, yeah. No, I can't. That's a yeah, no. I'm with the termites on that one.
No.
Yeah. Ruth, I don't like the name Ruth Chris. I've never understood it. It's too hard to pronounce. I guess she bought Chris Steakhouse. But for my 50th birthday, I had my comedian friends that I liked the best. I was in Vegas anyway, working. And we just all went to Ruth Chris at Harrah's. At Louis Anderson. Louis Anderson, no matter who came over to the table, Louis would go, "Are you Ruth?" And nobody understood it. But they weren't offended or nothing. It was just a dumb question, but it made me laugh so hard. I don't want them. Ruth will join Darden's fine dining portfolio, which already includes the Capitol Grill. Well, I do love that.
Yeah.
And Eddie V's. I super love that.
Love Eddie V's.
Because they have Dover sole. And nobody has that on a menu. Outside of Ireland, it is extremely hard to find in the United States. But I don't know. If they change the way the steaks are cooked, then I won't go anymore.
Right.
It's the butter.
It's
the butter.
Mm-hmm.
The deal values Roos at $21.50 per share in an all cash transaction. Is that really? I'm going to have to look at Darden Restaurants and see what their stock costs. Maybe I'll invest. But I don't know. Doesn't sound like, I don't know.
Yeah,
the Olive Garden, it's not my thing.
No.
No. But that's Italian. I don't trust it if my mom doesn't make it either.
Yeah.
Or I'll make it, but not, yeah. There, it's basic. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Basic. Moving on to the business section. What? Snoop Dogg is part of a group that might buy the Ottawa Senators.
Boom! Yeah.
That's hockey. For
the
you people who don't keep up with that.
So great.
Snoop has entered the bidding. The famous rapper confirmed on Instagram that he had joined the bidding group led by Los Angeles-based entrepreneur Nico Sparks in hope of becoming a part owner of the Canadian NHL franchise. He's passionately involved. He's coming up with ideas. He's legitimately excited. He wants this team. I don't picture Snoop in hockey.
No.
But great. I mean, that would be so fantastic if he was your owner.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. He's 51 years old. He's particularly interested in marketing hockey to families from diverse backgrounds in the Ottawa area and beyond who haven't necessarily been targeted by the sport in the past. It's hard to target people for hockey because it's expensive in the States.
Yep.
In Canada, everybody's out on ponds. Everybody figures it out.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who gets skates from somebody. But my one cousin played. He was just weird. Nobody else ever played hockey. And he was good. But, I mean, ice time and all that shit. The skates, everything's expensive.
Mm.
Compared to, say, soccer.
Right.
Lyft, as in Uber and Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
Lyft CEO tells employee they must return to the office. I would say, well, are you going to pay for an Uber?
You got to come into work. Nope.
Are you going to make me lift myself in my lift? And who, I mean, who's going to work there? Aren't you all out on the road? The new CEO, David, I'll never forget in Detroit either one time, a much older woman picked me up in a Uber, but her car said Uber / Lyft, like both stickers. And I said, have you driven for both? And she said, oh, yeah, over the years, yeah. I go, which one do you think is better? She goes, well, I'd say Lyft is a little more rapey.
What?
Yeah, I don't.
What does that mean?
Now, don't sue me, Lyft. I'm just saying what a driver said. Rape-y.
Rape-y? Who's raped?
I don't know who was raped. I didn't ask any more questions. I just said, okay, thank you for your information.
Thank you for your
question. Wow. I mean, because I don't usually go on Lyft with Lyft. I usually go with Uber.
Right.
But I don't know. They might be nice. He wants their workers to return to the office. He said it's the first steps in a plan for a flexible model with more regular in-office work. Personnel connections matters. And Lyft is about bringing people together. Lyft did not comment on the specifics of the plan, but the New York Times reported that he informed employees they'd be required to return to the office at least 3 times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, beginning after Labor Day. That's not so bad.
That's not bad. That's a compromise.
In an interview, he suggested remote work had isolated employees from each other. There's a real feeling of satisfaction that comes from working together at a whiteboard on a problem. No, Grandpa.
No.
Nobody under a certain age gives a flying shit about going. It's like when What's-Her-Face of Yahoo, that lady who ran for office in California, she wanted to be the president, Meg Whitman. She said, I mean, you have to go into the office because water cooler ideas are what grows the companies. Lady, you're so out of touch. Do you know what people are talking about at the water cooler? Their fantasy football league, what their kids did that weekend. Mm-hmm. They're not talking about work ideas.
No housewives.
Well, maybe you are, and that's why no one wants to talk to you, Meg. That's why.
That's why you lost the election.
Because you're like, oh, shit, here comes that serious lady with work ideas.
Nope.
Lyft last year decided to sublease portions of its corporate offices in San Francisco, New York, Nashville, and Seattle. They're trying to streamline the company as it struggles to turn a profit. I don't think they're as well known as Uber. I don't know what the deal is, but he's telling everybody to get back to work. I don't see Lyft. I don't know. I'd have to do a lot more research, but I don't see them making it long term.
No.
Unless they do something very different. San Francisco, what is going on out there?
No idea.
Nordstrom is the latest retailer to leave San Francisco.
No! Wow.
I know. It's Portland and San Francisco. They're having so many problems.
Nordstrom's
the Nordstrom is downtown in it's, I've gone there a million times and it was so nice and they had great sale racks and it just, it was a happy, very bright place. It's closing both of its stores in downtown San Francisco. This is part of your none of your business section. Closing both stores in downtown San Francisco, citing the changing dynamics of the area that hasn't recovered since the pandemic and has been a spot in the spotlight for crime. It was always kind of dangerous. At night, like after midnight. Well, there's areas around there that tended to be, I don't know, like I would have walked to a bar,
right.
But I don't know if I'd have walked home. The two locations are a 312,000 square foot, 5-floor Nordstrom department store at the Westfield Mall and a rack. It's discount located across the street on Market Street. I mean, now who's going to take that building?
Right.
And then it just keeps folding, and it just it starts trickling down into bad. They will close the summer with an upscale chain department explaining in a memo to employees that it's letting the store's lease expire. Well, I don't want to own that building.
No.
Who do you think you're going to trick in here?
Exactly.
Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. Decisions are never easy. A growing number of retailers and businesses are leaving due to unsafe conditions for customers. Yeah, people don't want to go to that area anymore. They also a few weeks ago, a Whole Foods location closed. It was just opened a year ago. It's temporarily closing for worker safety. Guys, we got to get these downtowns back in fighting shape.
Yeah.
Minneapolis, come on now. Mm-hmm. Get it together. These are places that were fun. We can do it. I feel it.
I feel it.
Okay. I've got a couple more, and then I'm going to do my feel-good story.
Great.
Yeah. This. Do you have $18 million?
No.
Would you like to buy the Friars Club?
No.
I don't. Me neither. I know. I didn't want to go when I had to go.
No.
So old people.
Terrible.
Like, it wasn't that the people are old.
Right.
Like, Phyllis Diller was in there. I was very excited to meet Phyllis. But it's like the furniture and the food. It's all, nothing has changed in probably 60 years. At least when I went. I don't know.
I've never been in there.
Well, there's one in L.A. and there's one in New York. We had to go during Last Comic Standing for some shit. I don't even remember. Legendary show business haunt. The Friars Club is up for sale amid debt crisis. Yep. The 125-year-old private members club, which has counted Frank Sinatra, Joan Rivers, and Jimmy Fallon among its members, alongside an endless parade of show business stars and operators, has had its home in a stunning 55th Street mansion since 1957. But the club has suffered from an aging membership and dwindling dues, and we're told that the COVID-19 crisis forced it to borrow $13 million to stay afloat.
Wow.
We're told it can't keep it up. The monthly payments on the loan, the lender's coming after the club, and the lender is coming after the club for cash. Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Yeah. So the board decided to sell the building in an attempt to keep the club up and running. We're told there's a likely buyer who's prepared to cough up $18 million to buy the building and lease it back to the club. Who's going to do that? Lawyer Arthur, somebody who's running the Friars, tells us there's several offers, some from buyers who simply want to act as a landlord and collect rent from the club, and others who want to hand it. You got to revamp it. Yes, whoever's going to do it, you got to. I don't know. The whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a well-known individual. He said they'd be happy to entertain offers from companies behind fashionable private clubs such as Soho House or Casa Cabrini.
So
we're not looking to throw tradition out the window, but at the same time, it has to appeal to everyone, not just a certain age group. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. It's just, it feels like an old folks' home.
Oh, I've never been in.
Yeah. It needs a lot of work. You know, and there's been, I don't care about cigar smoke. I don't care about smoke. I don't care about it. I mean, a lot of people do, and I understand why. That would be what I would expect. But it's not just that kind of stuff. It's like the furniture. I don't know. It's not my thing. All right. This guy, wait. Okay. This is for the children. And I love it. I love it.
I love it.
I do. I totally love it. Okay. So, and I know some of the people, like Rick, my friend in Kiowa, some of his group, the people were going to be 80 or they're older, and they were totally funny, but they probably aren't keeping up with these kind of terms because I barely do myself. So getting ghosted for people that are older, that means somebody just never said goodbye to you, they don't answer your text, and they've just literally, like a ghost, left your life. That's called getting ghosted, and that's been a thing now for a few years at least, where like, I don't know, he ghosted me. Well, now, this is why I love young people, they have a new one, it's called getting zombied.
Zombie?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's the new dating trend, and it's worse than ghosting.
What does that mean?
I'm gonna tell ya. Turns out there's something worse than dating, it being ghosted. Singer-songwriter Marielle Darling took to TikTok to share the latest horrifying dating trend, being zombied. Girl, you're being ghosted? I'm being zombied. She shared with 255,000 followers on the platform. And wait, here's the definition. It's like ghosting, but he comes back from the dead after a couple months and hits you up. She explained in the video with 1.5 million views. 1.5 million kids watch this.
That's crazy.
In a follow-up video, she added that dating in New York City is very much like a zombie apocalypse, mixed with the Thriller music video, because all these boys are tap dancing around commitment.
Wow.
People in the comments agreed they should share their zombie experiences. Have you ever noticed that they all zombie you at the same time? Like, why are there four guys from my past all hitting me up on the same day?
Oh, my God.
Mine has a Jesus Christ complex. He comes back every 3 days.
Stop it.
It's because the girl he thought was better than him was better than you realize he's terrible and ghosted him. I saw someone say she put gravestone emojis on their name and contact so she knows not to deal with them anymore.
Oh, God.
Oh my gosh. Try being zombied by a guy named Zombie. I didn't know he was just living up to his potential. These are just quotes. I'm being zombied. One day he ignores me. One day he looks at me as if I'm the most beautiful thing he's ever seen and texts me till 3 a.m., one person admitted. This just happened to me, only I went out with the guy twice, 6 years ago. I don't like the blast from the past. Sometimes on my phone, on my Android, which no one appreciates that I own, and all I do is, yeah, people are so mean to Android users. But sometimes on the, I don't know, the alert thing, it'll say Kathleen, comma, blast from the past. I never click on that. I don't even know who said it's like a thing. That's it's not Facebook. I don't know what it is, but I love the kids. I'm being zombie.
Being zombie.
Yeah. And then we're going to leave you with a little feel-good story, termites.
Wow.
Okay. Because I forgot to tell this story. When I did the Ryman a few weeks ago for the Zany's 40th birthday, I had, there were a million agents and managers, because it's a comedy festival too, and all these people backstage that were taking up a shit ton of room. So I went up, because I've worked the Ryman and I know my way around, I went up to the second floor, and there's a million dressing rooms, and nobody cares if you go up there. So I put all my stuff up there, and that was lightning. I just saw lightning out the window. I feel so sorry for the Tay-Tay children.
I have an update.
What's the update? Did they cancel it?
No.
They didn't cancel it?
They're sheltering in place
like the guard thing. Oh, my God. I wish I knew one person that was there tonight. I knew two last night, and I knew one. I knew one Friday. My friend Avi, and his, he took his son Saturday. Damn it. I wish I knew somebody down there. Fuck.
Yeah.
We're a tornado watch. Oh my God! No, we can't have Tay-Tay sucked up by a tornado.
Children are very upset.
What about her? What about her mama? She's down there too. Anyway, so I go. I took my stuff up to the second floor. Now, let me. Well, I won't even rewind this, but I will explain why it was so funny to me. Because this is when I know I'm just old, in a funny way. I press the elevator. I was on floor one, the main, where the stage is at the Ryman, and I needed to go back up to two to get my lipstick or something. I don't know. And the elevator door opened. There's a million comedians, agents, everybody I have some familiarity with.
Right.
But the elevator opened, and I was like, oh, it's Jelly Roll.
No way.
Yeah, the real Jelly Roll.
You mean Jelly Roll?
If you don't know who he is, go listen to the song Son of a Sinner. He's not, it's not country to me. It sounds more like Leonard Skinner. I love Jelly Roll.
We'll put it in the show notes.
You'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
He's a big guy. And here's the craziest thing. I never say nothing to people like that. I just, because I figure they're busy or they're on their way. But I was so shocked to see him. And I go, oh my God. I said, you were the greatest thing on the CMT Awards I've ever seen. Now, what he doesn't know is that I thought I was watching the CMAs. I didn't even understand that there's multiple ones, but he sang Son of the Sinner at the end with a choir. Yeah. It is not, people might want to call it country. I call it Southern rock. He's just phenomenal.
He's awesome.
And he was like, well, thank you, ma'am. I think you're real funny. I'm staying here to watch the whole show.
Yeah.
He likes comedy, I guess. I don't know, but it was, we never get to meet musicians. My friend Dax, of course, we talk about, but we just never get run into him.
No.
So it was super exciting. And you should go, we'll get a link to that CMA performance of Son of a Sinner. It's just phenomenal. But Jelly Roll, he has some tattoos on his face, and he's a big boy. He's a big man. But he spent most of his youth in detention centers, correctional facilities, jails. Yeah, he talks about all of it. He had addiction problems. But he, you know, just a rough, rough, rough road. Well, here's a feel-good story.
Okay.
Jelly Roll has a food truck. It's called Rolling with Jelly.
Okay. Stop it. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they have one strict company policy, which is unlike most every other company in America. He only hires felons.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Nice.
He said, our mission statement was, we only hire second chance guys. Every other place in the world is like, if you got a felony, you can't work here. You can do comedy, though, because Ron was a felon.
Ron's good at that.
Ron's were erased once he got funny. The governor of Texas said it's Ron White Day. And I said, well, you should ask to get your any felony charges you have against you for your weed. And he's like, I'm going to bring that up. I'm going to tell him I'd like to vote again. Dear God.
Good boy.
He said, we're only hiring felons. They run the food truck, and they come out on tour with us some nights. He said him and his food truck partner, Jerry Griff Jr., can relate as they've both been in and out of jail, been through it all together. This summer, Jelly Roll and Gift will celebrate the food truck's one-year anniversary. Last weekend, the food truck made its way to Kansas City for the draft.
Oh, cool.
That's great. Yeah. Great. He's going to release his new album, Whilst Chapel, on June 2nd. The album's second single, Need a Favor, rises to number 23 on the media base chart. So that's a feel-good story. Good for him.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he hasn't forgotten all that stuff. He does a lot of work with all that stuff, especially around here. So, all right, termites. I'm leaving early tomorrow morning to try to get to Palm Springs because I have a corporate gig of people. I did a show for them before, and they're super fun. Yeah, and most corporate gigs can be a little not fun. Let's put it that way. Let's say that. And then I'm going to Santa Rosa.
Nice.
And then they called because it sold out and said, do you care if we open it for standing room only? I have never heard of that in comedy.
Right.
I'm like, if people are willing to do it, absolutely. Let them. Yeah. I mean, if it's not a fire hazard, let them do it.
Right.
I don't care. Because I don't know. They were like, well, some comedians don't like that if there's people standing. Well, I don't want them running towards me, like tackling me on stage. But yeah, if somebody likes me that much, absolutely let them in.
Open.
And then I'm at the Hard Rock Casino Sacramento at what? Fire Mountain. It's actually called Fire Mountain.
Are you kidding?
No, it's called Fire Mountain. Fire.
Fire.
Then it's the summer. Mirage, Las Vegas, Borgata, Atlantic City, Hampton Beach, and Cape Cod Melody Tent, Boise, Idaho, Reno, Nevada, Hershey, Pennsylvania. This is all in the fall. Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. All right, termites. That's all I got. I got to go hide now because I think I'm hearing tornadoes.
Yeah, I think a tornado's coming.
The sirens, I think, are going off.
Queen Tay-Tay.
I have to go get the cats. And Tay-Tay, God, that is just all the interviews I saw. All the news did was run around town and interview everybody on Broadway that has come from another city. I mean, there's plenty that are from here, but there's a shit ton because Nashville's a fun town and people want to come. And they this whole gang from Wisconsin I saw interviewed and Kentucky and Illinois. Yeah, it sucks. I mean, you got it. It ain't the end of the world, but it's disappointing for the kids. As an adult, I would be very disappointed if it was Stevie.
Yes.
But, and Stevie's not getting younger.
Adults can drink alcohol.
Yep. I'll just go drink and listen to Stevie on my phone. Yeah, it's all fine. And I love my picture of baby cat. Thank you again. Shout out. I haven't decided where I'm going to put it, but I may just start doing this wall with, I got to get rid of that Anheuser-Busch clock. It doesn't work.
Can I have it?
You can have it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's art.
Tis art. Yeah. All right, termites.
Have fun in California.
If I can get to California, it ain't easy to get to Palm Springs. It's a pain in the ass. I don't want to drive from LA. It's too hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
You may fly. There's lightning outside.
I may fly there tonight. Mm-hmm. There may be no more of this house tonight. I shouldn't say that. Knock on wood. What's for dinner? I'll tell you what's for dinner. Cheeto Minis.
Nice.
I'm going to tell Warren Buffett. Have you tried these, Warren?
Go get some.
The Dairy Queen hamburger is one of the best out there. You just can't. And their shakes. I love Dairy Queen. And you don't see them around enough anymore.
Nope.
They slim down. Thanks again for all the stuff, you guys. And shout outs. And be your springtime termites.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.